Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. You still have time to score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Ship fast and easy, just in time for the holidays. Shop Wayfair Cyber Week now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
You may recall yesterday I made a brief and fleeting mention of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I said written by Douglas Adams. In hindsight, I realise I was wrong. The original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was, of course, written by Douglas Adams and John Lloyd. John Lloyd then went on to even greater things, producer of QI, Not the 9 o'clock News, Blackadder Spitting Image and a whole lot more, as well as some very good ads, but that's a side issue. He is responsible for The Meaning of Lif 42, which is the original dictionary of things that there should be words for, and he's with us this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. Nice to be back.
And you, lovely to talk to you. You and I had spoken before, and we had talked about yourself and Douglas Adams sort of separating a little bit in respect of The Hitchhiker's Guide, that he had hired you to, or coalesced with you, to help write the original radio production, and that then you had gone your separate ways. I didn't realise how acrimonious that had been. He, not to put too fine a point on it, fired you.
Yes. Yeah, it was a bit of a shocker at the time, Anton, but we patched it up surprisingly quickly, and I've always said I'm so grateful that happened, you know, because all those shows you mentioned, they'd have never happened. You know, Douglas was world famous very quickly, and I'd have been who's that guy who works with Douglas? He's Jeremy somebody. What is he? No, I'm not being, you know, it's like I have this saying, disaster is a gift. You know, sometimes you look back 20 years later and you think, oh, thank goodness that happened, because otherwise this wouldn't have happened.
But it was very brutal, John. I mean, the way that you describe it in the foreword of The Meaning of Lif, the him effectively calling you to one side and say, thank you, your services will no longer be required. Good luck. Wow.
Well, the thing is, Douglas wasn't a bad person at all. He was my best friend. But he was kind of, you know, he was enormous, as you probably know, and very clumsy, very sort of dyspraxic, really. You know, he's always bumping into the furniture. And once, I remember when we were writing The Meaning of Lif out in California, he put his back out, buttering a slice of bread. You know, like, he was just so unlucky in that way. And he was very emotionally like that. He just wasn't aware that other people were in the way. Do you know what I mean? He just bumbled about being brilliant and knocking things over.
But in part, this is because the people around him were, what's the term for when you facilitate somebody in poor behavior? You do it to addicts.
Yes, I know. Yeah. What is that?
Come on, between us, John. Anyway, let's assume we're using the word. People did that to him, including you. He fired you and you went on holidays with him to Corfu.
Well, that was because I didn't have any money. You know, the reason we went, it wasn't a holiday. It was a working trip to get out of the office. And Douglas would sit on we rented this little tiny villa. And Douglas sat with his typewriter and a big hat, a bit like Terry Pratchett, you know, composing his oeuvre. And I used to go down to the taverna and, because I had no money. That was what would have been a working month became a holiday for me. And when Douglas got bored of writing at about 11:15 in the morning, he would come down to the bar and we'd play silly games. And The Meaning of Lif resulted from that, which is a game his English teacher at school, who he got on with very well, used to say, so boys, you know, what do you think Kentucky means? What do you think Epping in Essex? What might that be? And the first one we came up with Ely, which is a place in Cambridgeshire with a famous cathedral. And Ely is the first tiniest thing, the first tiniest inkling that something somewhere has gone terribly wrong. You know, you get a little Ely in your stomach. So the idea is that all the place names sitting around on signposts can be recycled to use for things like that word we just couldn't remember, you know, how to indulge an addict or something. There should be a word for that. We can't remember what it is.
So let's create one. I think the one that we can think of has an A in it, but maybe we'll get it incrementally as the show goes on. You mentioned a Kentucky, just for people listening. A Kentucky is an adjective meaning fitting exactly and satisfyingly. The cardboard box that slides neatly into a small space in a garage, or the last book which precisely fits a bookshelf, is said to fit real nice in Kentucky.
And it's lovely, isn't it? There should be a word for that. The thing that Douglas and I used to love was when your friends start using the word in everyday life, you know. So there's a place in Scotland called Lamlash. Sounds like it should be something, doesn't it? A lamlash is the folder on a hotel dressing table full of astoundingly dull information.
One of my personal favorites is a babworth, something which justifies having a really good cry. By the way, a texter has been in touch. There is an A, but it's in the middle, so I'm not sure if it counts. Enabler.
Oh, yes, very good. So there's a word for that. We don't need that then.
Now, when you then wrote this book, because you did it in conjunction with Douglas having created many of them, it sold 300,000 copies. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which to him was a mild disappointment.
Yeah, he was very sorry about that, because he was used to every time Douglas wrote those Hitchhiker books, it sold 1 million copies at least. And of course, they're still selling to this day. I was at an event at the Royal Geographical Society in London last night, celebrating Douglas's life and work. And it's still, you know, he's still got 17-year-olds picking up the book and going, wow, this has changed my life, you know. Elon Musk is a massive fan. Did you know that?
I didn't, but I can see why, because so much of what he predicted in terms of how technology would be used, I mean, the guide itself as a case in point, so much of what he predicted in respect of things like AI and how it would function, he was prescient to an amazing degree.
Yeah, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is an electronic book. I mean, 30 years before its time, which, you know, is essentially an iPad, you know, connected to Google and Wikipedia. That's exactly what it is. I mean, he was extraordinary in the way he foresaw things. You know, there was a documentary made about him last year about exactly that. Douglas Adams, the man who foresaw the future.
And of course, hence the name on the book, The Meaning of Life is 42. 42 being the answer to the life, the universe and everything created by deep, was it deep thought or deep mind?
What was it called?
I'll remind you, John, you wrote the thing. Surely, whatever about Enabler, this you should recall.
It was 42 years ago.
That's a fair point.
Anton. No, it wasn't called, because it's confused, because the actual computer, what's it called, Deep Blue?
No, that was IBM. I'm sure it was Deep Thought.
Yeah, no, there was, but they've all borrowed. I think it's true to say that The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the second most quoted book in scientific journals after Alice in Wonderland. People are always quoting bits of it.
As remarkable as that stat is, Alice in Wonderland is number one.
It's not.
No, that's what you said. You said it was the most quoted in scientific after Alice in Wonderland.
I think it is. Well, maybe not now, but it was for many, many years, you know.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Can I give you one that you might enjoy?
Yes.
Do you know the most interesting dinosaur that has all the triangular plates on its back? And on the very bottom, it has a sort of a fork sticking up from its tail. I think it's a Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus, yeah.
Indeed. There is a Far Side cartoon by Gary Larson where there is a presentation being made by a caveman. And he said, and this part we call the Thagomizer in memory of our late friend Thags Dromond. Right? It has become the proper term for that bit of a Stegosaurus since then.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's good, isn't it?
I was just thinking about it earlier, and a lot of the place names are British, but there's a few Irish ones in there that are quite good. I don't know if you spotted any of those. Kerry. A Kerry is the little twist between each sausage on a string. And I was thinking, this is a very Douglas one. There's a place in County Mayo called, I think it's pronounced Ashley, but it's pronounced Arthier. And an Arthier is a special liqueur to be consumed only after a very long, revoltingly long bottle party when all the drinkable drink has been drunk.
I particularly liked to, this would be a challenge. You look for memories 42 years later. Can you remember what a rudge is?
No. Is that in the book?
It is in the book. It's a noun.
Hmm.
A rudge is an unjust criticism of your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Oh, that's very good. I just saw that. How funny. The thing is, obviously, there are so many words in the book, it's difficult to recall the meanings of all of them unless you use them in everyday life. But you mentioned Kentucky earlier. Massachusetts, do you know what those are?
No.
Massachusetts are the little items and particles people are looking for in their hanky after blowing their nose.
There was one, I can't remember what it was, but it was the perfect one. There was one which was the term for when margarine is smeared one molecule thick across bread, which is the legal maximum in cafes in central London. And this is going to be like a neighbour. It annoys me deeply that I can't remember. I think it began with an S.
I think you're right. I think it might be.
No.
No,
you'll never
think.
Get it off, Dan.
I think it might. No. Oh, I was going to say I thought it was a smearisary, but that turns out to be the part of a kitchen wall reserved for the school-time daubings of small children. There's all these things, yeah. So some of them, again, another one I use every day is Sheppey, which is an island in Kent. And a Sheppey is a measure of distance, about 7/8 of a mile. And it is the closest distance at which sheep remain picturesque.
John,
no, you don't want to see a sheep up close, do you?
Fair play to you, 42 years on. Douglas Adams and John Lloyd, The Meaning of Life. It is available, the original dictionary of things there should be words for. Always a pleasure, John. Thank you very much for coming on.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com and use code NEWS.